Hi, George. Thank you for calling me back. How are you?
Good, good.
Good.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Sorry, go ahead.
We were scheduled to talk today?
Yes. It was today at 5 o'clock your time. It was for setting up the Google listing, first page?
Yeah, I think we had it for tomorrow. Remember I told you I was going to be driving to Kissimmee today and that tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh. Yes, it's supposed to be tomorrow. I put you wrong on my calendar. I'm so sorry.
Yeah, I'm glad you called me. Let me, it's okay. I wanted to ask you because the person that called me initially that connected me with you said that you guys had some kind of promotion for a first-time business or a new business or something like that.
Yes. Uh-huh. That's
okay,
the offer that we – so typically the package that we're offering you, if you purchase it online, it's a $599 with a one-time setup fee of a $299. So with the discount that we're offering, because we got you down for newer in business, you're under 5 years. So you're looking at the package, it's $249 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99.
How much was it? Two what?
It's $249 a month with a one-time setup fee of $99. Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Can you tell me a little bit more about what you guys do for the $249 the monthly fee?
Yeah, of course. So we put you down on the first page of Google, right there where the local map section is, based off of the type of jobs that you want to be found for. So it goes off of keyword searches. So you tell me what type of jobs you want. We go off of what searched the most in your area, turn those into keywords. So all somebody has to do is look up one of the keywords, and that's when your business pops up first page. So it's first page with Google, Apple, Bing. There's also ads that are run on Facebook. So the people that are looking for your services, we retarget them on Facebook, and we run ads. They'll be able to click to call you directly as well. It includes also a dashboard that tracks everything, so it'll show you how many people are looking for you, how many clicks, calls, all of that. And then also included, I did add at no extra cost, a website.
Right, I remember the website. Is that the only thing you guys offer? Is that all you do, or do you have like another package?
Yeah, we do have other packages. We have a more basic package that doesn't include Facebook. I don't recommend that because you get what you pay for on that one. We also do offer another package that includes Google AdWords, and that's the pay-per-click part. Is that something that you think you would be interested in?
Yeah, I tried to get that set up with Google, and it's very tricky. It's very confusing, you know, to try to get it going. At least for me, it was.
Yeah.
And, I speak English. I should be able to get around it. But it was so many options, so many things, you know. And then it seems to be a little pricey too. I think they wanted to charge me like $2,300 or $2,000, something like that, for like a 3 or 4 months, a quarter is what they call it.
I mean, for us, if you were to want to do it because we do have a package, if you prepay for 3 months, it includes your first page placement on Google. It also includes Facebook ads for you as well. Also included in there is Google ads. And you would be looking at, for the 3 months, $1,200.
Oh, maybe that's what they were offering, 3 months, but they were charging me, I think, like $2,000 or $2,300.
Yeah, that's too much. They're probably putting too much money into it. You don't need that much.
No.
So that's possibly what they were doing. Mm-hmm.
And then the $249 is something else, or is that included also in there?
That would be included in there. So if you prepay for 3 months, everything that I went over is included, plus I would be adding Google Ads in there. So it would be $1,200 for the full 3 months, plus that one-time setup fee of $99.
Yeah, and there's no saying on how many leads I will get still.
No, there's no way of knowing that type of information just simply because it's different. There is, so when you have your onboarding call, because it depends how much your pay-per-click is going to be, that's what Google's going to charge you. But all of that's already included in your pricing. I mean, that's information that we go over with you. If you want to add more money because you're seeing a lot of great success and you want more work, you'll always have the availability to do that.
Okay, can I do that later on?
Like, yes, like add it at
the first package, and if I want to add the ads, I can do it later.
Yeah, I actually recommend that. Google Ads can get a little bit on the pricier side, so I think that's a good start.
Yeah, also because
now,
I'm starting and I'm still getting set up, so I don't want to have this overwhelming response, and then I'm not ready to do the work.
Exactly. And the first package I went over with you was the unlimited calls and unlimited clicks, so we can move your campaign around depending on how much work you get or how much work you want. So that's not a problem. We can definitely start there, and we can always add in the future if that's something that you want to do. Now, for me, it takes me about 10 minutes to process everything. I know today wasn't the day we were supposed to talk, but do you want to do it today, or should we just wait till tomorrow?
I want to do it. I can even give you my credit card right now. It's fine. I just don't want to get it going already because it's Father's Day weekend. I'm going to be spending some time with the family. And like I said, I don't want to get this whole thing going if I'm not going to be ready to respond. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So here's the thing. I don't know if I went over the timeline with you, but from when you start, it's going to be 1 to 3 days. That's going to be to get your onboarding call. Your onboarding call is about 45 minutes to an hour long where we go over everything. We can do that tomorrow or Friday or even Monday if you want to. Your ads on Facebook are not going to go live until 7 to 14 days because we have to start building those. And then the first page placement on Google for all of your services, that's 30 to 45 days max. So it's not going to happen right away. So you're going to be okay. Okay.
Yeah, we should get this going then. Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I want to do everything. Right now I really couldn't give you an answer on do I want to schedule that meeting for the 45 minutes, because I'm in Miami. I'm driving to Orlando tomorrow. I have to pick up some equipment during the day, and maybe tomorrow in the afternoon might be good time. I'm not sure. You know what I'm saying? Would it be all right?
So why don't we do?
What do you suggest?
I was going to say, we can do this. Look, I can get everything processed. We can get basic information, payment, send everything to you through text and through email. I can schedule your appointment for Monday at whatever time. And if you need to reschedule it, you can always email me, text me, call me, and we can reschedule it. And even if it gets to the time of your appointment, when we call you, if you need to reschedule it, we can reschedule it. Because we have that availability to do. Okay?
I thought about a question I have for you.
Yes, go ahead.
Sorry, I thought about a question. Since I'm getting the business started in the Kissimmee area, am I bound to just that area, or can I also have the Miami area included in there?
Mileage-wise, how far is the Miami area?
From Kissimmee, they're 250 miles away. Miami is about 250 miles away from Kissimmee.
Okay. I would recommend on that end, I can put down the Miami area and we can target that city. How strong the publicity is going to be, it might be a little spotty here and there just because it's such a far mileage, but I can target that location and put it down for you.
Right, but primarily it will be Kissimmee. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So, okay, that's fine. And let me... is the address that you're going to give me, is it going to be in Kissimmee?
Yes.
Okay. And about what is the mile radius of work that you go out to?
I definitely don't want to do more than 30, I think. That's one of the things I want to look in the map, see which address I want to give you. The address doesn't matter, right? What I give you, people are not going to see the address.
The address only matter. Oh no, actually, it's not going to matter because you already have your Google business profile. So no, it doesn't matter what address you give me.
Right, and you're going to go off of whatever address I have on the profile.
Correct. That's what Google's going to do. Now, where if you want to do specific cities, counties, or zip codes, I'm going to ask you that right now that we start gathering your information so we can target those certain locations because I can do certain areas or I can do based off of a mile radius. So it's up to you how you want to set it up.
Or how many zip codes can you put in?
I mean, you can give me whatever zip codes you want. If we need to find out what counties they're in, we can do that. I mean, if you have the zip codes ready, you can give them to me. I can go off of that.
Yeah, I don't have them, but I can put them together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then,
that's fine.
Yeah, the thing about Miami is that we have a company down here as well, my cousin, and I'm in between. But that's why I asked you earlier to check those two zip codes for me, because I'm trying to see which area is stronger future-wise.
Mm-hmm.
I want to try the Pacific area. I think there's business out there. But, if, you know, if Miami turns out to be a better area, then we'll move, you know, I'll move back to Miami. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I know what
you're
saying.
That's why I wanted to check that for a
while. Okay.
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 So, do we get started today or?
Yeah, let me get your information real quick, and I'll get your basic, and then I'll set that CI and get payment. George, I know it can be spelled with a G or a J. Is it G-E-O-R-G-E? J.
J-O-R-G-E.
Okay. Como Jorge.
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. And what is your last name?
C-U-V.
C-U-V?
E. C-U-E.
C-U-E.
Charlie O'Mara.
How do you say that?
Yeah, yeah. Q, like rescue.
Q? Ah, okay. And what's your email address?
Okay, so I'll give you the company just so that I can keep everything separate and, you know, attached to the company. It's called myraingutters@gmail.com.
And this phone number that we're speaking on, is it the number that you want your clients to call you on as well?
Yes, yes, because I don't have any other number right now, and I was going to use a Google number, but you know, a lot of times people get discouraged when they hear the Google machine answering at first, right?
Yeah, yeah. There's a feature, it's no extra cost if you want to add it, it's call tracking. We provide you with a phone number for your clients to call you on. The number still goes directly to your phone. But the reason why it's nice to have is because it records all of your phone calls so you can track your success. There's also a little voice prompter that says, oh, thank you for calling, you know, Best Rain Gutters. For new clients, press 1. For existing clients, press 2. Do you want to add that feature? I mean, I can put it in if you'd like.
Maybe not, because then if I ever decide to not use that number ever, then I will lose those people. They will never have my real number,
yeah.
Right?
Yes, yeah, you would.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
Questions,
so,
as we're talking about this. I can change that number if I wanted to later on?
Yes. So you're going to have a dashboard, so you'll have access to the dashboard to make changes, or you can call me directly and I can make those changes for you.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll just go
now,
with the number for now.
Okay, that works. And then what address do you want to use?
Let's use 3842. Siskin Drive, S-I-S-K-I-N.
Okay.
34744.
34744, got it, perfect, okay. Okay, now for people authorized on the account, do you want to add anybody else other than yourself?
For now, just me. Maybe my daughter will jump on board later on, but just not for me.
Okay, and you can always add her at a future date as well. All right. Now, what type of services do you want to be found for?
Installation, rain gutter installation. I don't know about the cleaning. I've had a few calls already from Yelp about cleaning, but, you know, people want me to clean a gutter for $100, you know, I have to get on the ladder and all this stuff, you know.
Yeah, it's
so
a lot of work.
Yeah. Basically, I just want to go with the installation, maybe repairs, because repairs can open the doors for installing new ones too, you know.
Yeah, okay.
So I get installation and repair.
Okay, I got that down. So installation and repairing. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're going to have to help me with the keywords, because I cannot think of too many keywords
yes.
for rain gutters, you know what I'm saying?
No, I know. You don't have to worry about that. The onboarding team, they research your area. So they're going to research it based off of your location, and then they're going to pick those keywords. So you don't have to worry about it. And if you need to add them, like gutter cleaning in the future, you're always going to be able to do that as well, or take keywords away. Okay, so don't worry about that. Now, your onboarding call, I'm going to schedule it for do you think that a morning or afternoon would be better?
I would do the afternoon better tomorrow. Let's try tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, you want to try tomorrow? Okay, so we'll do tomorrow. And let me see what our availability is for tomorrow. I have, we actually have a few spots open in the afternoon. So I can do anything after, why don't you tell me what time, because they call within an hour window as well. So what time do you think would be the best time for you?
Four, I guess 4:05. We can try 4:05. Whatever you have there.
Yeah, I have that available. So we'll do tomorrow between 4 to 5. I'll email you over the Google invite when we get off the phone as well. Now, Facebook, do you have a page or do you need us to make one for you?
I believe I have one. Yes, I'm pretty sure I have a business page for the business.
Okay. Now, your website, it is secure, which means that you can add payment integration. What that means is that your clients can pay for your services on your website. Would you like to add that? It's no extra cost.
Okay, so they can pay through the website with a debit card or a credit card?
Correct.
And that will go into my account?
You know what? It should. Let me do this. I'm going to have the onboarding team explain to you exactly how it works.
Yeah.
So you can decide there if that's something that you want to do.
Right, okay. Because that was another service that I was looking for. They were offering me. Sometimes people don't want to pay for the credit card, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, and that is, I know we do offer that. I just want to make sure I give you the exact details of how it works so you can decide if you want to use that. Right. And
yeah.
For the specific locations that you're looking to get work, I put down that you're going to have that on tomorrow, actually, so they can get those taken care of for you as well. Now, your hours of operation, what days and times do you want to show that you're open?
Monday to Friday, I guess we can do 8:30 to even 9 p.m.
Okay. And on the weekends, you want to show...
Saturday, we can do like 10 a.m. To like 9 also. And then Sundays.
Okay.
Sundays, I don't know what to put, maybe 12, a little bit later, 12 to 5 maybe.
Okay, those are good hours. That's good.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect. Now, for the card that you're going to use for payment, does it have your name, the company name, or both?
My name only.
Okay, and does it just show your first and last name, or do you have a middle initial?
I do, but it doesn't show it.
Okay. Now, for the billing address, is it the Siskin Drive, or is it another address?
Another address.
Okay, what is it?
253 Northeast 2nd Street, apartment 3507, Miami, Florida. 33132.
Okay, perfect. How far is the drive, driving-wise, from Kissimmee to Miami?
It's about 3.5-4 hours, and I have a Tesla, so I have to stop and charge. It takes me
close
to 4 hours.
Oh, no.
But the good thing is I have family in Orlando. So I stay with the family when I'm there, and then I have the condo in Miami, so I have, you know, but yeah, the back and forth, I'm trying to figure this out. I'm going to give myself 6 months to figure out which area is going to be for me, and then maybe 4 to 6 months.
And then go from there.
I'll decide. Yeah.
Yeah, that's smart. Now, the card that you're going to use for payment, what type of card is it?
It's a Visa.
Okay. I'm ready whenever you are.
That's 4269-3801. 0430-1191.
And when does it expire?
10/24. Oh, this year.
Oh, it's getting there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what is the security code?
102.
Okay. Now, we're going to ask you a security question every time that we call you. That's so you know it's us calling you, not some random company trying to scam you. So you can pick the three different questions, answer whatever you like, just remember it. You can pick either mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Pet name.
All right, and what is it?
Nemo.
It's like the fish?
I never had a pet, but it's easy for me to remember that.
Nemo. It's okay. All right, perfect. Now, the last thing I'm going to do is a voice verification. You're going to get everything through text and through email. Everything's going to be, first of all, if you don't understand anything that I'm going over, please stop me. It is on a recorded line as well. And like I did say, you're going to get everything through text and through email right before we get off the phone as well. Now, first things first, if you can please state the name of your business.
Best Rain Gutters.
All right. And can you please state your name and title within the business?
George Q.
Are you
authorized? Owner.
Owner. Yes. Sorry. I cut you off there. Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business? Sorry. Go ahead.
Yes.
Perfect.
Manager. Okay.
I'll put you manager. That's good. Yeah. Now, let me see here. Okay, next thing. Are you an authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors that's unrelated to Local Splash. This is why every time that we call you, we're going to ask you that security question, and we're also going to call you from the 877 number. That's the office line. Did I send that to you earlier today?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Just save that in your contact. That's the number that we're going to call you from. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Local what?
Local Splash, our company. It's basically asking if, do you have an issue giving us a call back, getting a communication with us? And do you have any problems with that? Okay.
I don't know. I think that's right.
Now, yeah, there's some people that they think that once they hire us, they never have to talk to us again, and we do everything for them. So doesn't work that way.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, okay, good. We're good on that end. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup, that's going to be charged today. That's in the non-refundable amount of it's $348 that's your discounted rate. Now, after that, each month we're going to charge you on the 12th, and that's just going to be in the $249 a month. And then you may discontinue your agreement at any time. The only thing that we do ask is please call us 3 days before your next billing is due, so we have time to process and cancel everything. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now, let me make sure that you receive everything through text, through email. You're going to get automated messages. I'm also going to send you a text message that's going to have a YouTube video, so it's going to show you how to use your dashboard. Again, it's going to be a lot of information, so on your onboarding call, that's typically where we go over everything. So if you get overwhelmed, don't worry about it. We'll explain it to you tomorrow. Let me send that over. Okay. And then the last thing I want to just go over with you is going to be the terms of experience. And let me send you that link. Okay. 1 second. Okay, I just sent you a link that says my.localsplash.com/terms and then slash, and it has your phone number. If you can click on that.
Hold on.
Yeah, no worries. Take your time.
Local. Okay. Let's see. Maybe it's the bottom one. Terms.
Yeah, it's.
That's the one for
the, yes.
The one for the term?
Okay, yeah, it says slash.
Let me see if I can put you on speaker real quick here. Okay, I have you on speaker.
If,
Let me.
Okay, good.
Okay, the terms. I agree to receive text messages. I certify that I'm not authorized signer.
And then you just need to type in your name with a capital J and capital C. And then you click confirm.
Oh God, I'm trying to get to the confirm. It's hard to get to the bottom of the page though.
You know what? You're not I've had this same complaint from somebody else earlier today. I wonder if it's something if it's not letting you, don't worry about it. I'll let my manager know and we can get it taken care of, if need be tomorrow on your onboarding call. You might have to turn your phone sideways so you can have a better.
You're right. Confirm signature. I just did it.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. So it's going to take you into. Your username is going to be your phone number and your temporary password. Let me see, because we did. Okay, it doesn't look like it's been sent out to you. You're going to get an automated message here pretty soon, and it's going to have your password. You'll be able to log into it right away. You can upload pictures already. But if not, you can just wait for us tomorrow, and we can take care of everything from there. I do have you as your phone call. It's going to be between 4 to 5. I'm going to email you that Google invite. And if you need to reschedule, you know, email me, text me back. We'll get that taken care of. But as of right now, we're pretty much done. Do you have any questions for me?
No. I'll wait for tomorrow call then. And, I'll think of anything that I may, might come up, anything that I can think of. And then I'll ask you guys tomorrow then.
Yeah. Even if you don't have any other questions before or today, you can call me on my direct line. Okay. If I don't answer, just leave me a voicemail and I'll call you right back. I'm here for the future as well. Okay.
Okay. Great.
All right, George. Well, thanks so much. It's been a pleasure. We'll speak tomorrow.
Same here. Thank you. We'll talk tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Okay. Bye.